From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A third person is in federal custody as the FBI investigates the attempted bombing in Times Square. Federal agents spent this morning fanning out across parts of the northeastern U.S., including Boston, executing search warrants. From member station WBUR, Sonari Glinton reports.
At 6 a.m. this morning, FBI and immigration agents raided a home as well as a gas station just outside of Boston. The FBI won't confirm details of the arrest, but neighbors say agents took away a man they describe as being of Middle Eastern descent between the ages of 25 and 30 years old. In nearby Brookline, Massachusetts, agents took over a mobile gas station. The station is owned by what neighbors call a local philanthropist. For NPR News, I'm Sonari Glinton in Brookline, Massachusetts.
The sound of gunshots and explosions today in central Bangkok, where anti-government protesters have been camped out for months. There were reports that a chief military strategist for the anti-government movement suffered a severe head injury. The Thai government has since expanded its state of emergency to cover 15 more provinces. In the U.S., the Senate Judiciary Committee on a party-line vote today approved the nomination of Goodwin Liu to the Federal Court of Appeals based in California. More details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Liu, the first Obama appellate nominee with a record of liberal academic writing, has been controversial from the get-go. Democrats on the Judiciary Committee noted today that they'd supported Republican nominees with equally conservative writing during the Bush administration, and they said that Liu had demonstrated at his hearing that he views the role of a judge quite differently from the role of an academic. Republicans weren't buying it. South Carolina's Senator Lindsey Graham said that while he believes an active Democrat can be a fair judge, Liu is, quote, a bridge too far for me. The nomination now goes to the floor, where it's unclear whether Republicans will seek to prevent a vote with a filibuster. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Confronted with a high unemployment rate in the U.S., President Obama is back on the road talking up his economic recovery plans, including help for small businesses. Today, he's holding a town hall meeting in the Buffalo area, where the jobless rate is over 8%. The president points to the owner of Industrial Support Incorporated as proof that tax incentives and loans are paying off.
It's a loan that allowed him to pay the bills and purchase new equipment. Last fall, he was even able to increase his workforce. And today, he feels optimistic that he'll be able to hire more workers in the near future.
Tonight, President Obama will deliver remarks at a Democratic fundraiser in New York City. Update on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 30 points at 10,867. NASDAQ continues its downward slide, down 14 now at 2,411. You're listening to NPR News. Scientists in China are reporting that cotton that is genetically modified to resist insects may be causing pest problems in other crops. NPR's Joe Palk explains how the scientists think this is happening.
In the late 1990s, Chinese farmers started using cotton seeds containing a gene for a toxin called BT. BT doesn't harm the plant, but it does kill some insect pests, and that reduces the need for insecticides. But Chinese scientists are now reporting that the BT cotton has caused a different problem. The toxin does not control a plant pest called the mirrid bug. And with the reduced use of insecticide, the scientists have documented increased numbers of those bugs since the introduction of BT cotton. They have also shown that even though the bugs prefer cotton, they have also begun appearing in Chinese dates, grapes, apples, peaches, and pears. The work will appear in the journal Science. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
The chairman of a congressional panel probing last month's rig explosion is demanding answers from the Federal Service at overseas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan tells CBS that he wants to know why the Mining and Mineral Service issued permits to BP and other companies linked to various parts of the project. During hearings yesterday, investigators said there were unmonitored equipment breakdowns that apparently led to the explosion, the deaths of 11 workers, and one of the worst oil spills in U.S. history. NATO's reporting the deaths of at least three dozen suspected insurgents from 2 days of fighting in Afghanistan. The military alliance also says today that it is investigating the deaths of two civilians last weekend. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.